Today's devotional was written by the Reverend Connie B. Hokey, class of 1994. Are we there yet? It is a standard question for children, and often adults, when traveling to a destination. It is a question of frustration and wonder about whether there will be an end to travel. In this passage, the disciples and Jesus are traveling in a boat when a terrible storm rages against them. The boat was swamped with water, and the disciples, including several professional fishermen, were afraid. Because Jesus does nothing about the storm, the disciples think that he doesn't care about their plight. However, Jesus does care. He cares so much that he addresses the storm as he would a demon. He quiets the storm, and there is a perfect calm that results. The main point of this passage is trust and faith. And Jesus asks the disciples why they are afraid. It is as if he is asking them, "Aren't you there yet? Don't you believe?" In Mark, faith is shown by believing in Jesus Christ, and as the Son of God. A miracle worker could have done other miracles, but only God can rule the wind and the storms. Jesus has just told people many parables and has also explained them privately to the disciples, and yet they do not understand who Jesus is, i.e., the Son of God. We must believe that God is always with us and is stronger than evil. We also need to go to Jesus with our requests with faith that he will answer our needs and fears. Later, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus asks them to pray for him, it is the disciples who are indifferent to Jesus' difficult moment when he asks God to remove the cup of death facing him. Faith and trust in Jesus Christ as the Son of God is imperative if we are to follow him and be his disciples. Let us always believe in Jesus the Christ and obey him. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for being so faithful to us, even when we don't trust you with our fears and desires. As we look toward the cross, we realize the evil you bore on our behalf. You also overcome the evil in our lives and help us to trust you with every part of our lives. May we trust you with our requests and know that you will answer us as our faithful God who accompanies us on our journey. Help us to pray. Amen.